Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go out to the fan hotline. It's brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Holland Capitis. That's where we find Katanning born, Ford City produced, former NFL quarterback, radio.com's Gus Frerotte from the Huddle Up with Gus podcast, which is available at radio.com. Makes his home here in Western Pennsylvania, and we're thrilled to have him on the show right now. Gus, Andrew Filippone, how are you today?
Great, Andrew. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man. Want to get your thoughts to start on NFL players today deciding that it's in their best interest, given everything that's going on in the world, to just call off the entire preseason. They voted against holding any preseason games in 2020. They're now waiting on the owners to confirm and sign off on that. In your long NFL career, Gus, how much did you get out of preseason football?
You get a lot out of preseason football, especially if you're on a new team. If you're with a group that, you know, all you've done is practice, and then all of a sudden you get to go out and play with them in a real game, that really doesn't count towards your win-loss record, but it really gives you some great information about the people surrounding you. You know, and I think that not having preseason games, I'm not sure what the NFL is going to do with this, but, you know, the preseason games were for a lot of guys who, you know, are really struggling to make a team.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know how that's going to work. So for me, it was always about getting a lot of good work in, especially being a journeyman. I was playing for seven different teams. There were a lot of preseason games that meant a lot to me.
So, Gus, even when you were entrenched as the starter, you still wanted to get reps in the preseason?
Well, you're not going to get them. You know, you see your guys all the time if you're practicing against them. Now, this year obviously has been different for a lot of teams because they've been doing everything virtually and you haven't had that practice. So, you know, going against your guys in a training camp this year may be okay because it's the first time that you've seen a receiver go against your DB, your starters, right? And, you know, it could be – they could make them intense like that like they used to be Ken, as my quarterback coach, he used to tell me about the early 80s, and you know, they talk about 3-a-days, and everything was super intense, and then you'd have a bunch of preseason games. But this year is going to be a lot different. You know, I think with they're going to have preseason may not be that important because preseason could come with a lot of injuries. These guys haven't been training with the team, haven't been at the facilities training, and it's a big difference when you get that kind of work in facilities.
Yeah. I think you're saying that the risk isn't worth the reward.
Yeah, maybe not. You know, you get your star players out there, and maybe it's a warm-up. They get a quarter, but is that really going to get them anywhere near ready for the first game? So maybe you should just skip everything because we haven't had an off-season. We haven't had a training camp. Maybe that full month of preseason game should just be working hard in training camp and getting ready to go for the first game. And then I don't know how you figure out the whole – who's going to make the squad or not.
Yeah, they're talking about already from the very beginning, Gus, cutting down the rosters from 90 to 75 guys from day one.
And, you know, the thing about it is, and it just what we talked about, I just feel like there may be more injuries even just because of the way the...
Sure, soft tissue injuries.
...that everybody's getting.
Yeah, absolutely. Gus Frerotte with us here, radio.com. Western PA produced, former Redskins quarterback. I am interested, Gus, just your sitting back and watching everything unfold with your old team in the last 48 to 72 hours. The corporate sponsors, now even Dan Snyder comes out. Goodell, as somebody that started games at quarterback for that franchise, what has it been like watching the last few days?
Well, not only the last few days, but ever since George Floyd, you know, and seeing the movement happen. And you know, just for me, everything's been powerful and our country has been so divided, and it's time for us to work together. If there's something that is as simple as a name that can be changed to bring people together, yeah, maybe some people won't like it. But now, you know, the way I look at it, I'm going to have a collector item, Gus Frerotte number 12 jersey, that's going to say Redskins on it, that, you know, may never be again. So I think there's a lot of good names. And I think for doing the right thing, I think all these big companies are seeing that there's an opportunity right now that we have to really make a difference. And something as small as changing the name of a football team that doesn't affect any talent, any staff members, or anybody, it's just the name.
Yeah.
Then I think that should be done.
Gus, did you ever have like a turning point on that? Was there? Did you have a moment or an awakening where you thought it was just a simple nickname, and then you came to realize that it probably was better off getting changed? Is it you mentioned the protest? Is it something that's happened in the last couple of months, or have you felt that way for years?
You know, I've read a lot about it. You know, I have a lot of friends who've written. I've interviewed people on my show, Huddle Up with Gus, from Michael Silver to Christine Brennan, who both wrote about it for a long time. And, you know, they don't even use the name Redskin when they talk about it. They just say Washington's team.
Yep.
And so, you know, I've heard about it. I obviously played for them. I have a lot of respect for everyone there that's involved with the organization.
Yep.
And I just think that, you know, if you can do something as simple as changing a name, now a lot of people that are diehards are going to be upset. But as far as the team goes, they're going to create a whole new uniform, create a whole new, you know, brand and logo and everything out of it. And you know, if Dan Snyder's the money guy that everybody says he is, then I'm sure he's going to make a lot of money off changing the name.
Gus Frerotte with us. Gus, was it controversial when you were playing for them?
I think there were people talking about it, definitely, back in the 90s. There were people talking about it, but there wasn't, you know, there was just a little bit here and there, and nobody really said too much.
Yeah.
I think now that the Redskins have kind of not been the team that they were in the 80s and 90s, that it's more significant to take a shot at changing the name.
Yeah. Gus Frerotte with us here on 93.7. The
Fan. How do you feel about it?
How do I feel about it? I think they should change it. In my thing, and I'll be interested in hearing how you feel about this, I have never felt like the logo is controversial or offensive. I've always felt like it's just the name. And I say that because, like the Chicago Blackhawks, for example, I've never heard anybody say that they should take that logo off their jersey. Not once.
Right.
You know? And so I don't think that the Redskin logo is cartoonish. I don't think it's like the Indians' old logo where people see right. it and they think, oh, this is just, you know, a horrible depiction of a Native American. So I think they could even keep the colors, Gus, and keep the logo. And as long as they get rid of the name, I think that might be the best compromise for everybody involved. I think that would maybe be enough to placate the diehard fans that you were talking about and even Dan Snyder himself.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. That's a really good point that they could keep that logo and really just change the name. You know, and I think that, you know, when you look at other teams, Chiefs, Braves, and all those types of things. Sometimes it's the logo, sometimes it's the name. What do you change? And really, I think these people are really going to start taking a
right.
deep dive,
I mean,
and look at what it is.
The Cleveland Indians still exist. They just got rid of the Chief Wahoo logo.
Right.
It's not the name that seems to be one that is a bone of contention for Native American people. I would love to get your take on what guys like Tom Brady have been doing here, where they're getting told it's not advisable to work out with players, but he is so hungry to get up to speed and not be behind the eight ball when he shows up to training camp, Gus, that he's doing it anyways. So what are your thoughts as a former quarterback on a guy that is just doing everything he can even now to get himself ready for football in the fall?
Yeah, I mean, I get that. And sometimes there's at some point when you're a leader, you have to take some responsibility that a lot of people follow you and watch what you do. And, you know, if somebody comes to you and says, hey, Tom, I think it's time that you shut it down and wait till we get to camp. Maybe you can work out some other way. But, you know, if what you're doing is against social distancing rules or, you know, putting people in jeopardy, maybe you should stop because a lot of people are watching you. And it's not, you know, he may not be getting sick or anybody else, but it's just the show of, hey, this is right. I'm going to do what's right. Or you're going to say, I'm Tom Brady and I'm better than everyone else. I don't care what you tell me. I'm going to go out and try and get ready for a football season.
Yeah, the NFL said that they're going to fine players who during the season don't advise or don't adhere to their social distancing mandates. So maybe that hasn't
we're in unprecedented times
right.
Nobody's ever been through. And, you know, when you have scientists and people leading the way and telling us right from wrong and here's what we should do, and we know that if you just wear a mask, it's going to prevent, you know, maybe somebody from dying, then that's probably what you should do and not buck the system. And at this point, what I understand Tom wants to prove something, but what the hell does he have to prove?
Yeah, he's won 6 Super Bowls.
Tell me about it.
You know what I think it is, Gus? I think he is driven this year by it wasn't the Patriots that made me. I wasn't a Belichick byproduct. I wasn't a product of the system. I'm going to go out there, even at this advanced age, and prove to everybody that I'm still the best quarterback in the league. That competitive drive. That's my personal opinion on it.
No, I don't doubt that. And yeah. I agree with that. He has that drive. But everybody's in the same situation as
right.
him. It's not like they put him behind the eight. Only Tampa Bay's not allowed to do this. It's everyone, the whole country.
Yeah.
So that's a different story than telling Tom that, hey, look, because you went to Tampa, we're not going to let you know. You won 6 Super Bowls. We need you to calm it down. You know, it's not anything like that. It's just unprecedented. And for me, I think that would be good for the leader, the guy that is almost the face of NFL football, to kind of say, hey, guys, here's what we're going to do.
I agree.
You know, if other guys say, well, Tom's doing it, I'm going to do it.
Good point.
You know, and that's kind of how it's always
And you know what it
up.
Is, Gus? It's probably the exact opposite right now. It's probably the other quarterbacks are thinking, holy crap, Tom's out there working with wide receivers. I better go do the same thing. It's probably the exact opposite of what you're talking about.
If you're in Tom's division, what do you want to do?
Right. Exactly.
You know, especially if you're the Panthers and you got a brand new coach.
Yeah. Gus, one more, and thank you so much for joining me today.
No, I love it. Anytime.
Would you take, if you were a long time, you said journeyman, you started for a bunch of different teams. If you had a chance to work with Antonio Brown, would you be interested in that? If your coach or general manager said, hey, Gus, you're the starter here. We know this guy's track record and his baggage, but he's a great all-time great receiver. We want to get your opinion on working with him. What do you think you'd say?
You know, I would say he has to assimilate to our system. You know, I think he went up to the Patriots to try and do that, and it kind of fell off a little bit. And for me, as a quarterback, I want to know, yeah, he's an outstanding talent. But as we know, it takes more than just talent to be great in the NFL. Yeah, he runs great routes. He does some things. But is he pulling my locker room apart? Is he doing things that's going to cause a problem? You know, I played with a guy that a lot of people thought was like that in Randy Moss, who's a Hall of Famer now. And people had those issues with him. But I'll tell you one thing. Randy Moss never pulled our locker room apart. He may have been a showboat in front of the press and things like that. Mm-hmm. He's been a very, you know, kind of, this is who I am, this is what I'm going to do. But when it came time to work and practice and in the locker room and going out and being a player, that's what he did. Yeah, he had some down parts. But, you know, sure enough that our leaders went and talked to him and he stood up like a man and said, yeah, I should have done better. But, you know, I played with that guy and I understand what it's like. And so for Antonio to come back and do anything, he has to put aside his differences with everything. He has to humble himself and just work and not talk. And that's how I feel about him. And he could be great again, but, you know, it's never going to happen. What quarterback wants a guy that, hey, you're going to give me 2 games, great, but I need you for 16 and hopefully more than that.
He's one of the several NFL quarterbacks that this region's produced. Radio.com's Gus Frerotte. You can follow him on Twitter at Gus Frerotte. Go to radio.com and search his podcast, Huddle Up with Gus. Great football talk, great real-life talk there on that podcast. Hey, Gus, thank you so much. You have a great Independence Day, and hopefully we'll talk again down the road, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it, Andrew, and thank you again for having me on, and anytime you need me, let me know.
There you go. Gus Frerotte. Thank you. I've said this before about him. Very, very, very underrated career. It's amazing to me that people forget about him, I think. We have Gretkowski on the show all the time. You see Charlie Batch on Steelers broadcasts all the time. And so there have been some recent quarterbacks from here that have gone on to play in the NFL. And he kind of, kind of gets lost in the wash. And as he said, he played for like 15 years, started playoff games. So there's a guy that played for the Redskins and thinks, hey, if it's dividing people, change the name. It's time. Yeah, there are diehards up there, but he agreed with me that there's a way to maybe find middle ground. Keep the logo, keep the colors, just don't use the name Redskins. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia. I'm happy we did that interview. And he's always nice to us. You notice that, Craig? There's a nice factor there that I'm a big fan of.
He is so nice on the phone and before and after all of
it. Oh, yeah. Big time nice factor.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.